Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. Howe's Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're going to have overtime football here, folks. Tim, can you break down some of the rules on how this is going to happen? It's our first overtime game of the year.
Yeah, it was kind of had asked that question to some of the Unitico staff up here, and actually what happens is it's kind of like the college overtime procedures, except it's shorter. They take turns from the 15-yard line. They do a coin flip to see who gets the ball first, and then they all stay on one end zone, and they play there from the 15-yard line. So it's, you know, four downs. If you get a first down, obviously, then it would be first and goal to go, and then if you score, then the other team gets a chance to tie. Now if the defense holds on the first possession, then they would actually get a chance to win with the first score.
So if you've watched some of the crazy college games over the years with that overtime setup, it can really go back and forth. It can end quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But it could also go on forever.
Yeah, and a lot of time. Well, and, you know, in college, you know, you have kids that are at college on full scholarships, and that happens where there's a turnover on the first possession. They're kicking the field goal because that's the game. You know, I mean, they're not even worried about running a play or whatever. I don't think that would happen here tonight, but you know what? Who knows? Who knows?
Well, at this point, too, folks, if you wanted to kick a field goal, let me tell you, the fog has rolled in. This is probably the thickest we've seen it here tonight. So to start the overtime, again, hard to see the other sideline even here. It's been cold, it's been rainy, and the fog has kind of gone in and out.
I will ask you a question, though.
Okay.
Who would kick a field goal?
Boy, I mean, for Unitego, you got to go.
Tioga?
Oh, if you had Tioga. Again, we saw them last weekend. They had a kicker who, he made a 36-yarder in the game. And at halftime, he was out there booting them from much farther than that.
Yeah, I think he was kicking them from 52 off the tee.
So they could probably play that game here if they got into an overtime contest. And, you know, that's big for them down the road. You never know when you'll run into a playoff scenario.
You know, you have that weapon. I mean, that's incredible in high school football because you're, you know, you get held on downs. You're not having to punt away or just turn the ball over. You bring the guy out and you take 3 points. That's amazing.
So some bonus football here tonight on CDO. Maybe you're jumping out of one of the other local games here tonight. Of course, let's get you updated on some of those out-of-town scores that we have. Walton and BG. Walton defeats BG 36-12 down in Bainbridge tonight. And, of course, the final from Sydney. Newark Valley defeating the Warriors 35-18. And we had Deposit Hancock with a 34-12 victory over Delhi. So last chance we had to look at Tioga and Oxford. That was at halftime. And it was a 21-12 lead for Tioga over Oxford. And we'll have a final score for you at the end of our broadcast tonight for that contest. But we still got some football here to decide. And again, a thank you to some of our special UV sponsors for tonight's game. Chase Health, located in New Berlin, as well as New York Pizzeria, located in New Berlin. But there'll be a lot of hungry people looking for a slice there after this contest tonight, as it's 22-22 as we'll start the OT period here.
And they actually do get the ball on the 20. It's not the 15.
And so they don't even put the time on the clock.
Nope, it's untimed and everything other than the play clock.
So this will be Unitego with the ball first, going left to right. The fog is very, very thick now, folks. And DeJoy is going to have the ball. So they will start at the 15, and Unitego is going to have four plays. They'll hand off to Morrison to the left side, and UV is prepared for that now, is breaking through with Curtis Wilson to bring him down. So about 2nd and 9 coming up.
I think that's the first time tonight they've stopped that play when Morrison gets the dive run.
Morrison is usually an O-line, D-line guy. They've been kind of doing some Chicago Bears, the fridge moves with him tonight. He's got two touchdowns. He's ran the ball quite a bit. Morrison, again, he's a junior, and he's just about 6'2", 290. So he's a load to bring down. Second and nine. We're in overtime here, folks, live from Unadilla Valley. Tim Cutting and Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDL. They'll hand off to Morrison again. He rumbles to the left side, pushing the pile forward, and this is going to bring up a third and short for Morrison and Unitigo.
And definitely in four-down territory here. So, you know, again, unless you have a kicker. But absolutely four-down territory. Nobody's punting from here.
This is going to bring up about a third and three, third and four for Unitigo. Again, in overtime, each team gets a chance. They'll be at the 15. They have four plays to try to get it in. Then the other team has to try to match you. So a third and four here. They'll hand off to Morrison. He's submarined at the line. It'll bring up fourth and four, fourth and three. They've tried to go to Morrison, but UV has been right there to bring him down.
Yeah, they have, and they're keying on that. I think Unitigo might have a little something in their mind right here.
Third and, it's going to be fourth and three, excuse me. 22-22. We're in overtime here, folks. A foggy and cold night. Again, from where we are in the press box, with Unitigo in the white uniforms, it's very hard to see them.
Yeah, it is, and I'll tell you what, if they actually do throw the ball, it's so hard to see if the receivers can even see the ball.
So DeJoy now is under center, and we'll have a timeout called by Unitigo, and we'll keep it right here. So fourth and four, looked like maybe they were trying to draw UV off there. It was hard to tell.
Yeah, I think they were just a little confused on what they were going to do. And, you know, when it's possibly your last play, you want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. So real nice call by the Unitigo Brain Trust for the timeout.
Regular season finale tonight in Class D between Unitigo and UV. Live here tonight from Unadilla Valley High School. Again, a big thanks to UV for helping us get set up for this contest. Boy, I'm glad we decided to come over here. It's been a great game. 22-6. UV had the lead to start the second half, but two touchdowns by Unitigo. Great credit to the Spartans to get back into this game and never give up.
Yeah, and one costly penalty on UV. This game wouldn't be tied.
Yes, they had an interception by Ryan Postman. They ran it back for a touchdown. That was called back on that same drive. Unitigo was able to come down and punch it in for a touchdown, and that really, I thought, got the momentum back for Unitigo. So the timeout is over. Again, tied at 22, a fourth and four here for Unitigo. This is their first try here in the overtime period. After this, UV will get a try. It's just like the college football overtime rules. And here is the snap to DeJoy. Hands off to Morrison. Nowhere to go. He tried a little 360, but UV was right there to flush it out. And that was Hunter Christian breaking through to kind of lead the charge there for UV.
Okay, so UV's defense did their job. Now it's up to the UV offense to try to put some points on the board and end the game.
So now this is the Storm. They will get their chance with four downs. And again, you start at the 15-yard line, and you have four plays to try to get it in. And each team gets a chance to match each other. So if UV can punch it in here, their senior night could end very successfully.
Yep. And the thing is, you want to remember they don't have to score on in one of the fours because they have room for first downs.
So 22-22. Here's UV again going left to right. They'll pitch it out on the far side, and Unitigo reading the play very nicely. Mike Patrick really had nowhere to go as he ran into a big wall on that far side. Jacob Morrison was right in there, as well as Jake DeJoy for Unitigo.
Yeah, real nice play by the Unitigo defense. They read that play really well and did not let the running back get outside.
Ira Utter as well in there for Unitigo. So this will be second and 11 now for the UV Storm as they are on their first try here in overtime. Again, tied at 22, live here from UV in a foggy, cold night here. Hard to see the players on the field.
I kind of wish they were at the other end. It looks a little clearer down there.
Some bonus football here tonight. It really is. Each side of the field looks a little different. Snap is low. Fournette picks it up, throwing to the far side. Intercepted here by Unitigo. And that'll do it for this drive for UV. So Unitigo will get another chance here.
Okay, so first attempts for both teams. No score. So now they get to see who gets to make the choice this time. I think it's Unitigo's choice whether they want to have the ball the first attempt or the second. Usually that is the second because you want to know what you have to do.
So the snap was low there to Fournette. He was trying to make something happen, threw it to the left side, picked off there by Unitigo. So again, as Tim said, Unitigo is going to get a choice now on what they'd like to do. So now it looks like maybe we will switch which ends of the field here, Tim.
Yeah, I think we might be able to see something a little bit better if they come down this to this left end of the field. It looks like it's a little easier to see, but we'll see what happens.
If you're at home and you're trying to picture this, basically it's like when you walk outside, you know, on a nice fall morning or something, and you look across your yard and you can't see the other side of the yard. It's pretty much what it looks like at the moment.
Yeah, it's and like you said before, Nate, those white jerseys of Unitico are easy to see in the fog.
So the captain's meeting at midfield once again to meet with the Zebra crew. They'll re-explain, and this is where they'll ask Unitico what they want to do here in terms of, you know, are they going to want to go first or will they want to go second? And again, just like the college football overtime rules, you start at the 15, you have four downs to try to get it in.
Yeah, and honestly, I've been sitting here watching this, and it's like I'm looking over there, and you're saying the 15, and I keep looking, and I'm like, is it the 15, or are they starting on the 20,
right,
or what? You know, you can't really tell. And it's just amazing how hard it is to see right now. It's a lot of pressure on these kids, a lot of pressure on the officials, because you don't want to, you know, make a call that could change the game. So this is really exciting. This is my first time with an overtime like this, and looking forward to seeing how this one ends.
Tied at 22 at the end of regulation. We've gone through one series of overtime, and we're into our second series here, and we'll see who decides to go first. As we'll keep the play down here at the one end of the field, we've decided it's the foggier end of the field here, but they are still playing to our right, and UV will go left to right. It appears that the Storm will have the ball first. Unitico has elected to let the Storm go first. They'll get the second try.
Yeah, we just got pointed out why they're not going to that other end, because that area of the field in the middle is just a mud hole down on the other end.
Yeah, this field has held up very well all year, but the final football game of the year, it's been wet and muddy here today, and the mud has become more pronounced as the game has gone along. So UV with a try here, first and 10, and they'll hand it off to Dante Dye. And Dye tries to go up the middle. He was able to kind of stiff-arm one tackler and absorb a hit, but the rest of the Spartans were there to bring him down.
And
so second and 10.
And I'll just say that I'm amazed that he held on the ball, because he just got the ball when he got hit the first time.
And he took a big pop right in the middle there by the Unitico defense. Didn't lose any yardage, so a second and 10. Again, overtime here. We're tied at 22 between UV and Unitico. And so UV with the ball. Well, they're going to say he did lose a yard, so second and 11 now. So UV going left to right, two wide receivers to the left. One is to the right. Man in motion. And we'll have a flag on the play, and a false start is whistled here against the Storm.
Okay, that'll push them back another five, so that'll bring up second down and 16.
So a second and 16, and UV is currently going in the wrong direction here as we're tied at 22. Again, if you're just joining us, we're in the OT period. Each team gets a chance with four downs to try to punch it in, and then you get to try to match each other. Both teams were unsuccessful in the first round.
Yeah, and what they do is they give each team an opportunity to choose whether they want to go first or second. And like I said before, usually you want to go second because you want to know what you have to do.
Second and 16, tied at 22 here between UV and Unitico. Unitico was trailing 22-6, came back to tie it up. So here is Fournette. He's going to try to throw over the middle, and this one is incomplete. Had a wide-open Caleb Simons, but just couldn't get it to him as that ball fluttered about a yard too far.
Yeah, and actually, that was you know, we talked about it earlier, that the Storm really didn't have any short pass plays. Well, that was one that was pretty short. It was just past the backers of Unitico, and if it had been completed, it might have gone for a first.
So this will be a third and 16. Coming up here for Unadilla Valley in overtime. 22-22 the score. And now let's see. It looks like UV is going to take a timeout. So we're tied at 22. Third and 16 coming up for UV. Let's step away for 30 seconds here. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Overtime football here between UV and Unitico on CDO.
The staff at New York Pizzeria on South Main Street in New Berlin are proud supporters of local high school football on WCDO. They wish the best to the Unadilla Valley Storm this season as they continue their quest to make the playoffs. New York Pizzeria has been serving the area's best pizza since 1982.
Stop in and enjoy a slice today or check out their full menu of delicious Italian favorites. Call 847-6188. That's 847-6188 for New York Pizzeria in New Berlin. Good luck, Unadilla Valley, from everyone in the New York Pizzeria family.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Overtime football here on CDO, folks. We're in the second series of this overtime. Third and 16 coming up for Unadilla Valley. After this, Unitigo will get a try to try to punch it in, and we're tied at 22 currently. Here's UV going left to right. Fournette, the quarterback, back to pass, flushed out of the pocket to his right. He's going to bring it down, runs to the outside, is ripped out of bounds there by Unitigo, and a flag on the play. That was Welch with the tackle.
Yeah, he had nobody open, so nice job by the young man to just get what he could and, live to play another down. Oh, there is a flag on the play.
We'll see who the penalty is against here on a foggy, cold overtime night here from Unadilla Valley High School, just outside of New Berlin. And let's see where the ball is going to be spotted here. This one's going to go against UV.
And it was on the Storm, holding against the Storm, but Unitigo, having it be fourth down and about 16, declined the play.
So they decline that penalty, and so this will be the last chance on this series for UV. Again, a 4th and 16. The ball is going to be spotted here. Let's see where it goes down. It's going to be at about the 25.
Right. It's first down or touchdown on this play right here.
So last chance on this one for UV before Unitigo will get their shot here in OT. Again, tied at 22. 4th and 16 coming up here for UV. So Fournette is in the shotgun. And he's got Mike Patrick in the backfield. And a couple wide receivers split out here to the left side. They'll fake the handoff. Fournette flushed out of the pocket again to the right side. Fournette is still on his horse here, down to the 10. And he's tackled there by Unitigo. Jared Smith puts the helmet down and is able to bring him down. Fournette had some room there, but Unitigo makes the play.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty close. I think they would want a measurement no matter what. I would make sure there was a measurement.
So Unitigo,
he's going to give it to him.
Oh, Unitigo thought maybe they had to stop, but UV is going to get the first down, and this is going to be a first and 10 inside the 10 for the Storm.
I think if I was Unitigo, I would have asked for a measurement on that, even though it was very close, but it was all the way the other side of the field.
Boy, Fournette needed every single yard on that one. He was trying to throw. He had to scramble. He got past two or three guys and just got enough to get the first down.
And had to put his head down again to get there.
So a first and 9 here for UV. They keep their overtime opportunity alive on the second chance they've had. Here's Fournette. Throws to the end zone, and this one is intercepted by UV. Excuse me, by Unitigo. That was Mike Rose coming up as UV was going for the end zone, and Mike Rose picked one off as they were looking for Postma there.
Yeah, and they had him. And I think Postma just bobbled the ball coming down out of the air, and Rose was right there to take it away from him. Nice play by Rose.
So two possessions here in overtime. Unitigo was walked away with an INT both times. So here are the Spartans. They could put it away if they can score on their four plays here. 22-22 the score. We're in overtime live here tonight from Unadilla Valley. Tim Cutting, Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Some bonus Friday Night Lights football here tonight.
And I guess they would call this the second overtime. That's what they would call it in the NFL, in the college ranks. They call it the second time.
Here's Jake DeJoy, who was in for the injured Josh Firebend. And again, the D lineman, Jacob Morrison, is in the backfield. They fake the handoff. DeJoy has it, and to the left side he goes, and he'll pick up about 5 before he's shoved out of bounds. And I think it took UV a while to realize who had the ball there.
Yeah, nice little play right there. They actually ran kind of like a bootleg off of the fake, and DeJoy got a nice gain. It's second down and 3 for the first down.
So 22-22 the score. Unitigo looking to punch one in here, a second and 3. They were trailing 22-6. Nice job in the second half to work their way back into this contest, and here comes the play from the sideline.
And with the joy is the big number 65, Jacob Morrison, in the backfield.
So Morrison's in the backfield, and now it's going to be Jared Smith under center. DeJoy, who was just QB, is lined up to the left. And here is Smith with the ball. Rolls out to the right side, has some pressure, trying to find DeJoy over the middle. Just goes through his hands and down to the turf. 3rd and 3 coming up.
That pass was intended for number 17 for the Spartans, but he couldn't quite hang on to the ball, so it'll bring up third down and three.
So third and three for Unitego, tied at 22. DeJoy went from QB to receiver on that one, and Smith hit him right in the hands, but he couldn't bring it down. Again, just a cold night. Hands got to be cold at this point in the evening. It's been raining, and it's been a tough one, that's for sure.
I didn't even think about that being DeJoy because he's the quarterback, but thank you for helping me out with that.
Smith now on third and three. He's going to be under center. Morrison is in the backfield. Burnham is split out to the right side. Smith is going to have the QB keeper. Nowhere to go. Big tackle there from Peyton Sterone of Unadilla Valley.
That was definitely a broken play. He went to hand off to the big guy, and the big guy didn't go on that side, so he had to take it and get what he could.
We're tied at 22. This is going to be a fourth and three coming up here for Unitego, and let's see who takes the timeout. Will be the Spartans.
Unitego taking a timeout to talk about what they want to do on this crucial play.
Last play coming up here possibly for Unitego. We're tied at 22. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're tied up at 22. We're in, I guess, what you would call the second overtime series here between Unitego and UV. We're live tonight from Unadilla Valley High School. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Fourth and three coming up for Unitego. They've either got to get the first down or make the score to win here, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, and they have one play to do it. I think they really should focus on getting that first down and not worry too much about going for the score.
DeJoy is back under center. Fireben injured, of course, for Unitego. Will they hand off to Morrison? No, DeJoy has it to the left side. Nowhere to go. Can he get to the first down? Yes, he did. Just tiptoeing along the white chalk there, and he moves the chains here for Unitego.
Ran the little boot again for Fireben to the left corner. And got the first down. Real nice play. Good call by the Unitego coach and staff.
Yeah, DeJoy gets the first down there. Firebend replaced around the halftime break. So DeJoy tiptoeing around and makes the first down. So this is going to be a first down opportunity. Really first and goal here for Unitego.
I was just going to say it's first and goal to go. So any penalties back them up, it's still got to be a touchdown. They cannot get a first down.
Unitego trying to spoil the party here on senior night at UV. Here's DeJoy, QB keeper left side, ripped down from behind there by UV's number 50, Nick Bonanno.
Nick Bonanno, man, he just absolutely shred his blocker and made the nice tackle. Short possible gain of maybe one.
So Bonanno, the junior, wearing number 50, he's made a lot of big tackles here tonight. Makes a big one there, perhaps keeping UV in this ball game. So second down coming up here for Jake DeJoy in at quarterback for Unitego.
The ball is on about the 7. It's like on about the 7-yard line.
So they'll hand off. This one is to Jared Smith, punching his way forward. He's very close to the line here. And this is going to be a third and goal here. Ball down to the 2-yard line here for Unitego. They're very, very close.
Yeah, two-yard line with two plays to go. So, you know, this is going to be interesting to see what's going on.
So 22-22 is the score. It's going to be third down here. DeJoy is over talking to head coach Frank McCroney. I think Unitego just making sure that they get their timing set, everything set here. Don't want to make a mistake in this type of a situation. So this is the second overtime series. DeJoy here steps in. He's under center. He's got Morrison in the backfield. He hands off, plowing his way forward. Morrison, we haven't got the signal yet. Let's see from the Zebra crew. And it looks like maybe the ball was on the turf. Hard to say.
Oh, my gosh.
UV comes away with a fumble.
UV has the ball.
UV comes away with a fumble. That was extremely close there. As it looks like Jared White runs over to the sideline, he's fired up. and they come out of the bottom of the pile with the ball. Absolutely unbelievable. That looked like it was going to be the end of the game.
Yeah, it sure did.
UV comes away.
It actually looked like, you know, we kept waiting for the officials to throw their hands up because it looked like he was in the end zone, but ball must have come out. And I will say this much, one of the coaches for the Storm is legendary Coach Dave Kelly, and from Delhi for many, many years. And I heard him all along telling his other coaches on the headset that when Morrison has the ball, he's not used to hanging onto that ball.
Yeah,
go
very
for
true.
It. Go for the ball. You know, you may not be able to stop him, but go for the ball. He's not used to hanging onto the ball. So maybe that was what happened on that play.
And that was the time they needed it, that's for sure. So 22-22, we're going to head into our third overtime series. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. More Overtime Football on CDO.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pitmaster at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back here, folks. 22-22 is the score in overtime. Unitigo this time is going to have the first chance. So here is DeJoy. He's going to throw for the end zone, looking for Beams. This one is knocked down by the UV defense. Great play there, I believe, on the outside by Nick Sterone, batting it out of the hands there of Beams.
Yes, that was a real nice play. He's given up a lot of inches in height, and he went up and just put his hands right between where Beams' hands were and knocked the ball out right at the right time.
So Unitigo is going to get their chance on offense, and then no matter what happens, UV will get their chance. So now here is DeJoy going to the left side, nowhere to go. And again, that big UV defense breaking through with Nick Bonanno with the tackle on DeJoy.
Bonanno again with a real nice play. He's playing like the nose tackle spot, and he's really just shredding his blocker and then getting right into the backfield real quick.
Third and nine coming up now for Unitigo. Again, this is our third series, start of the third series in OT. Under the lights here tonight at Unadilla Valley High School, we're tied at 22. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. I bet everybody who's at the other contests here tonight have had an opportunity to join us as they've gotten in the car on the way home, as now Unitigo will take a timeout. So, again, we're tied at 22.
They got the play clock down to a little bit too far right there. They couldn't make up the minds on what they were going to call, and that's why they called the timeout. And we'll see what they come up with a third and 10.
So again, Unitigo's Josh Fireben hasn't played since about the halftime break when looked like he had some sort of an injury to his right leg. We'll wish the best for him, but since then it's been mostly Jake DeJoy, a little Jared Smith, so you got to think having Fireben in this type of a situation would certainly help.
Well, it definitely does, and I think we talked about it before. You know, there was games that we did early in the year with the Spartans, and he was out for the first quarter or first part of the half or whatever. And when he came in, you could just see the whole Unitigo Spartan team just react to his presence on the field. And that's what a leader does. I mean, he just makes everybody feel, I can do my job so much better because this person's here.
22-all, third and nine for Unitigo here in overtime. They go to the air, and this one is intercepted by UV. Ryan Postma goes up and snags that one out of the sky, and now the Storm will have their chance on offense. They can punch it in. They'll win here on senior night.
That's right. They've got a chance. So, and we didn't make mention of it, but they did switch ends of the field, and we can really clearly see now.
Yeah, the fog again has lifted, as it's been on and off all night here at UV. If you were here at all, maybe you left, or you're going through the valley. The fog has been certainly crazy here tonight. Sometimes it's been really hard to see the other side of the field. Right now we can see it clear as day.
Yeah, and actually he on that play, Beams was wide open, and it just, the throw just hung in the air and gave the defender from UV a chance to get there.
So here's Mason Fournette trying to grab back the momentum here for UV. Fournette, QB keeper to the right side, is UV in the black and the purple going right to left. About a 5-yard pickup here for Fournette, and now the ball was out on the play. Unitico coming away with it there with Burnham. We'll see what the officials say here, as again it was a big scrum and a pile, and Seth Burnham just came dancing out of the pile with the ball, but it appears that UV still has it here, Tim.
Yeah, it does. It looks to me like what they're going to do is they're going to blow the play dead and give UV the ball, even though the Unitego Spartans came out of the pile with the ball.
Boy, Unitego fumbled right on the goal line down here to our right on one of their possessions, and it looked like maybe UV fumbled here, but instead it was whistled dead, so this is going to be 2nd and 5. Again, we're tied at 22. UV could win if they score on this possession here in OT. So here is Fournette. Again, he's in the shotgun. One running back in the backfield, and Jared White is in motion. And we'll see. We'll have a whistle. It's going to be a timeout here taken by the UV Storm.
Yep. Actually, I think they just saved themselves a penalty, too, because they had two Storm players were in motion again. It wasn't as apparent as it was the last time, but I think they called timeout just in time to save the flag, which is huge because it would have been 2nd down and 10 from there instead of 2nd and 5.
2nd and 5, UV takes a timeout, and you've just seen so many times here tonight, Tim, the momentum go from one side to the other. UV will have it. Unitego will have it. Right now it feels like UV has it, but if Unitego can hold, we'd go to a 4th overtime series.
Yeah, and this second half it was just an amazing half of back and forth, you know, and neither team wanting to give up and neither team wanting to lose this game. And that's why we're where we are right now, 2nd and 5.
2nd and 5 in overtime. 22-22 the score. UV with the ball. Here's Dante Dye to the left side. He's at the 15 and right down to about the 13 here for Dye. So this is going to bring up about a 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4 here for Unadilla Valley.
Nice play by the Unitego Spartan on this side because he did not let him make the turn on the corner and made a nice tackle and kept him short of the first down.
Will be a 3rd and 3, so this is not too far to go, but I'm sure it seems like a long 3 here for UV, tied at 22. Trying to pick up a 1st down to extend this overtime drive. They go right to left in the purple and the black. Here's Fournette. He wants it. Goes right up the gut. And I think he'll pick up the 1st down down to about the 8-yard line here for the Storm. And he is not afraid to go right into the hole.
No, he's not. And when he makes up his mind and starts to run downhill for a quarterback, he is a tough, tough runner.
So a 1st down, so this will be a 1st and 9 now for UV. Again, if they can punch it in here, they would win the contest here tonight on senior night. Snap is low to Fournette, but he gathers it up, heading towards the hole, right to the goal line. Very close. Let's see what the call is. I believe it's going to be a 2nd and goal coming up here for the Storm.
That looks like they're going to give him the ball at about the 1, so it'll be 2nd and 1 to go for the game.
We thought just about a drive ago that Unitego was in the same position, but they fumbled. Now UV, let's see what they bring to the table. Here's Fournette to the outside, but Unitego's sniffing it out. Dean Reed on the play with the tackle for Unitego.
Number 55 with a great tackle for a loss there, and now it'll be 3rd and 5, I believe.
Boy, huge play for the Spartans there as Reed broke through for the tackle. So a 3rd and 5, tied at 22 now. UV down to 2 more plays to try to punch it in on this OT drive. Boy, I think that might have been the play of the night right there.
It could be. I mean, if they don't score, you know, you actually had 3 more plays from the 1, and if you didn't gain any yards.
So Fournette, let's see if he goes with the QB keeper again. He's in the shotgun. He'll pitch it to the outside. And heading towards the end zone, Unitego's going to get there in time as Mike Patrick ran to the right side but couldn't get it to Joy. Was instrumental on that tackle for Unitego.
4th and a long 3 for the score and to end the game for the Storm.
Comes down to this play for UV. They score, they win. If they don't, we're going to go to another overtime period here. So we're currently in the 4th overtime session. That would be the fifth, unless UV can score it here. 22-22 the score. Fournette is in the shotgun, and he's got Mike Patrick to his left. Snap is low. Has to throw. Looking for Postma. Hauls it in. Touchdown for Unitigo. For UV. And there it is. UV on senior night wins in overtime, and there's the fireworks. Just a fade route to Postma in the corner, and he brings it in. UV wins 28-22.
What a call that is right there. You know, you've only got 3 yards to go. You haven't been really running the ball or passing the ball at all, and to call that flag pattern into the corner of the end zone with a perfect throw and a very, very nice catch by Postma.
Unadilla Valley on fourth down throws it into the end zone. Postma with the TD. They win 28-22. We'll come back with the post-game show, folks. An overtime win here for Unadilla Valley over Unitigo. A great contest here tonight. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet sleep centers, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here from Unadilla Valley High School as UV defeats Unitigo 28-22 here in overtime, and the fireworks are going off here tonight on senior night, a special presentation and really nice fireworks show here.
Absolutely. This is really nice. What a nice way to send the seniors off for the last home game at UV.
So again, UV wins over Unitigo in overtime, and it took four overtime series, 28-22 the final. Let's do our awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank providing financial services to all our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Give that one to Mason Fournette here tonight, the UV quarterback. We talked about him all night, putting his head down, not afraid to run, had that huge touchdown in the second quarter of about 60 yards. Just a really nice night for that young man.
Yeah, he did, and he also was throwing the ball very well, too. You know, I mean, on a night when he really wouldn't think people would be throwing the ball, he did throw the ball very well. And, you know, he always, every time he finished, every time he had a run, he finished it off. He didn't go backwards. He went forward.
The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I know he had a great night on offense, but I'm giving it to Jacob Morrison from Unitigo. Scored two touchdowns tonight. They used him in that running back role. Made a bunch of huge tackles. He deserved to get an award tonight. We give him the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award.
Absolutely well-deserving for Mr. Morrison on that great effort tonight.
the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney sponsors this award. They support youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Give that one to Ryan Postma tonight from UV. Caught the game-winning touchdown. Had several other catches throughout the game that set them up on those long drives. Had that INT run back for a touchdown that got called back. He was all over the place tonight. He's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner.
Absolutely fantastic game by Postma, and well-deserving award for him as well.
So again, the final in overtime tonight, live from UV, the Storm take down Unitego 28-22. Big thank you back to Jim Tomeo for staying a little late tonight here for this overtime football contest. Always thank you to him. And a thank you to you, Tim Cutting, for joining us once again.
Yeah, no problem, Nate. When I get to watch a good game, high school game like this, you know, I love doing this, and I love watching high school football, and just want to give a little props out to the Unitego Spartans because they just never die. You know, they just won't go away, you know, and that's the heart in the kids and the heart in the coach and what the coach talks about a lot about those kids. So it's been a great night and a great football game. And, Nate, thank you for helping me get through these games because you do such a great job for this WCDO and all the area sponsors and stuff. Wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. And it's the end of the season for Unitego and perhaps UV. We'll have to see in the coming day or so how the playoffs shake out. Just check back to WCDOsports.com. We'll let you know if we're going to do a game next week in the Class D playoffs, where we might be. We'll certainly let you know. Sydney has a regular season game left in Class C, so we'll be around somewhere next week for some high school football, that's for sure. Again, the final, 28-22. UV wins over Unitego in overtime. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.